Hey everybody, welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi with Wade and Willie. I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
This is a podcast about the paranormal and contemporary mythology. Join us on patreon.com/reallifesci-fi for access to 2 bonus episodes a week, video feeds, and more. Also visit reallifesci-fi.show. All our links are in there and stuff. If you are in the Discord, at me. That's the only reason I ever remember to check it, is if you at me, then I'll show up. It's like I'm a genie. You have to call me. Is that what genies do? No, I'm like Rumpel.
If you
no.
Rub the lamp 3 times.
No. No, I'm like the mirror lady. What's the mirror lady's name? Mary? Bloody Mary? I'm like Bloody Mary. Or Beetlejuice. I'm like Beetlejuice. You only have to call me once, though.
You can at me, too. I haven't been on there in a long time.
Yeah, because there's I don't remember to. Just at me. I'll be in there all the time. At me, and I'm going to come in and be like, what's going on? Send us an email, wadeandwillie@gmail.com. We'll answer your questions on our Patreon episodes. We don't get any questions, probably because we don't solicit them. But let's welcome aboard the SSRLSF. It's our friend from the band Sound Became Color, Timothy Pizza.
Hey, everybody.
What's up, man? What's Piano Keys?
I was on some podcast years ago. I might have been Pete Holmes, where they're doing a bit about Keanu Reeves if he played piano, and he'd be going like duh, 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 duh. It was really funny when they did it. It was I think it was Harris Whittles and Make It Weird guy.
Rest in peace. Well, the Make It Weird guy is Pete Holmes.
Yeah, it was Harris Whittles and him, and then they made this shirt and they sold it for
What's the picture?
Right, yeah, so it's
yeah. Whoa, I know the C chord.
What's the song? The Chopsticks, right?
It took me a long time to get used to Keanu Reeves.
I like him. I like him now.
I do too.
I didn't like him, but now I do. I don't know what changed. Maybe sad Keanu. Maybe just that he's unapologetically single. I think maybe he's asexual. I might be too. I'm not, but It makes me think about it. If Keanu Reeves can be asexual, why can't I be? That means you just jerk off, right?
Probably, yeah.
I don't know what we're talking about. You've been on the show a bunch of times. Do you want to do the WoW scale?
Yeah, I like doing the WoW scale.
WoW scale.
Are you awake? Are you willing?
Wow Scale is a 5-question quiz. It stands for Wade or Willie. At the end of the quiz, you'll be given a score anywhere between 0 and 5. If you're more of a 0, you're more of a Wade. If you're more of a 5, of a 5, you're more of a Willie.
Can you turn up the juice on the questions a little, since I come more often than the other guests? Can you?
Well, that's on you, man. You're gonna answer them rapid fire. I always ask them the same way.
Well, I know, but can you find, feel like you make them a little bit more intense? You know what I'm saying? Like,
change the questions.
I mean, the same question, but maybe another, like, more of a detail. You know what I mean?
I'll extend them.
Okay,
Willie will extend them. First question, 3-parter. Do you believe in aliens? If so, have they visited Earth? If so, have they visited Earth in the last 300 years?
I would say yes, yes, and yes.
Do you think that there is a possibility that they have communicated with governments?
Yeah, I think it's starting to look like that, because there's like, I saw this one thing the other day that was allegedly taken from the ISS, that triangle thing floating around over in Antarctica.
Yeah.
You seen that? Is that real? That's nuts.
I lean towards believing
that's real. Don't ask Willie if it's real.
Yeah.
Of course he's going to say it's real.
I hope it's real. I think it's cool. But
what is this? I don't know this. What is this?
There was like an ISS leak of like some footage over Antarctica of the Phoenix Lights UFO flying around, just like in broad daylight. Really good shots of it.
What did it look like?
A boomerang flying straight with a shadow underneath it. It was gorgeous, actually. I mean, if it's
Like a big, you know, I know that we have big wings. Picture a boomerang made with really straight angles. So it's more like a
triangle with pieces out of it.
It's like straight lines and then straight
yeah.
ends.
Yeah.
I will add that if our government and the aliens are talking together, we're fucked.
How are we more fucked if that's the case than if it's not?
I hope that the aliens come back and like sort some shit out, you know, like world hunger.
Oh, but if they've sided with the government,
if they're already working with the government, we're already.
And if there's multiple races and one race is working with our government, there's no way it's the good one.
Yeah, no, it's the
it's the opportunists. It's the fucking it's the ones who want to
a politician alien race.
It's either the Ferengis or the Romulans.
Yes, I agree. Yeah. Question number two, ghosts.
Yeah, totally. But I don't care. Like I don't. I believe in ghosts. I expect stuff to be haunted, but I don't like.
Doesn't scare you. Would you tell a ghost to fuck off?
Depends on who the ghost was. Like if it was the ghost of Willie, no way.
You got it.
Yeah.
How else? That's how they you get rid of them.
90% of the world, if you told them to fuck off, would kind of back down. Ghosts are probably the same.
Wait, so ghosts
they are the same. So Jeff Davis told us.
Are you in some kind of bunker hideout? I see a car outside there.
Yeah. This isn't even my house.
Where are you?
I'm in the garage.
You're joking. It is your house?
Yeah. It is my house.
That looks like an old car. Is that like a 1980s Buick?
It is a 1998 Jeep Grand Cherokee Laredo.
Oh. Question three, Bigfoot.
I think out of all of them, I think Bigfoot would be the one that I would give a hard no.
Really, and you live in Sasquatch country. That's
would you tell Bigfoot to fuck off?
No, if I saw Bigfoot, if I was armed, I would probably shoot it and run away. I mean, I know it wouldn't hurt it because it's got like, you know, Bigfoot skin.
Question four, psychics.
As much as psychic stuff makes me mad and I make fun of it constantly, I often find that like I am the butt of the joke with the psychics because they've been right about a lot of stuff. For example, there was like an Aries moon, and the day before, I had been making fun of a friend of a friend because they are, what are those people called that are into that stuff? Astronomer or astrologer? I don't know.
Astrologer.
Astrology.
Yeah, astrology. I was making fun of an astrologist, and then the next day, I had a bunch of shit happen that I could only chalk up to the Aries moon.
Fuck that.
And if shit gets really bad, as much to my... dismay and I don't do it because I think it works. I do it because it's so dumb. There's nothing else to do. Is I've done a couple crystal ceremonies. My car kept getting broken into and I didn't know what to fucking do about it. So I went to the crystal
store. Stop leaving shit in your car.
Yeah. Well, I guess.
It's like what you do. We live in LA. If you have anything visible in your car, it gets broken into. Just stop doing that.
Or just put a car seat in the back.
Fuck you. I'll break into your fucking child. I don't care. Yeah. This guy thinks he's better than me. He's got a kid. I'll show him.
Maybe there's toys in there.
Let's see how his kid likes riding around in a car with no car stereo. That's my criminal mind.
Yeah. I've done a couple things where like I bought crystals with American money that I earned with my time, and then I put them under the full moon on the windowsill for a night, and then
charge them.
And then I wrote out all this shit and I sat in my car and I burned some stick, Sao Paulo or something, around the car, and I told the car how much I loved it and how much I needed it to work for me. And then I hung the crystals in a little necklace baggy thing from my mirror, like a total fuck bag. And nobody broke into my car anymore after that.
Yeah, whatever. Simulation theory. You know about this.
Yeah, and simulation is the one that I think out of all of them would make the most sense. I mean, in some ways, flat Earth could be a metaphor for the simulation. Like, I think those two are sort of the same. In terms of the world being a weird, like, Truman Show-esque space. Sometimes I hope that that's the case. Sometimes it freaks me out. But I feel like that, sure. I mean, I don't think it is. I haven't seen any evidence to it. But I feel like if any of this stuff could be real, I would put my money on that one more than...
According to this, you're like a two.
Have you guys noticed a change in conspiracy theories since, like, I don't know, 2018?
Oh, about how they're weaponized and ruin the country now?
Yeah,
we're highly aware of that. It's very hard.
I've just never talked to you guys about it since.
No, it's a problem. It's a problem.
Like when it used to be a like fun to talk to flat Earth.
Yeah,
guys and stuff
when
like
we
that.
Started, it was fun.
Yeah,
only for like a couple of years,
and then it got weird.
It got very weird.
Yeah,
because Sandy Hook happened when we
Is that what it was? The change?
I think Sandy Hook had a lot to do with it. I think Alex Jones is the main reason for weaponized conspiracy theories.
I will say we've 10 years of doing the show. We never did Sandy Hook. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, because it's,
I'm saying like, you gotta be proud of me.
Okay. I'm proud of you.
I'm very proud of you guys.
I'm just teeing up what tonight's topic is. Cause okay. We might go back down. You might go back.
All right.
You might lose.
Oh, well.
This is the more I watch this one, the weirder it gets.
I've never been more on the hook than right now. Please, Willie, hit us with the topic.
Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi, is Britney Spears dead?
Fuck yes.
We are an entertainment podcast. We're not trying to spread misinformation. I love Britney. And we're three middle-aged guys talking about this tonight. But there have been some crazy new ideas going around that are worth looking at and talking into. So tonight, let's get into, is Britney Spears dead? Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi. And just to say, our guest, Sound Became Color, made the intro music that I use every week. Thank you.
The court song? The banana.
Oh, the court song.
Not the theme song.
Got it. So is Britney Spears dead? Oh, I mean, let's catch up the world with what Britney Spears has been doing, allegedly. She was in a what's it called? Conservatorship.
Conservatorship, yeah.
She's basically a child. She has no control over her life. Her father controls her life, and she stays all day inside. And then she started doing TikToks, and her fans got real worried about her.
It was so unjustified, though, because, you know, I don't know if you have seen paparazzi, especially for Britney Spears, who is probably the biggest. She's probably one of the biggest of all time.
I would say, like, you take Michael Jackson. From there, you go to
Tom Cruise.
I don't know. Well, if we're just doing music, I just want to do music because Tom Cruise doesn't seem to get bothered by the paparazzi. I don't know if that's Scientology or if he just doesn't go out. But, like, I've never seen him on TMZ or anything like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's probably untouchable. So,
music, yeah, Michael Jackson. Who is next?
Oh, Paris Hilton, maybe?
Yeah, but that was self-inflicted, right? I mean, like, she wanted it. Sorry, that sounded like a rape thing.
I was gonna make a joke too, but then I was happy. I was proud of myself for not jumping in on that.
But that's she wanted to be famous, and part of that was getting the paparazzi to follow her around, right? The thing that happened to Britney is so scary because it's not scary, it's sad. And listen, I'm one of the Americans who loved it at the time, like just immature, like, I don't like her music, so like, fuck her. Oh, look, she's shaving her head, fuck her. But she's like having a mental health crisis in front of everyone, and that sucks.
Yeah. And I will say that, like, so I saw Britney Spears once. I was working on a movie, and she was in the house next door where they gave colonics. I saw a guy next door throw a bucket of water over the fence. And it went into this gutter, and our prop guy was sitting there, and the water splashed all over him. I'm like, was that Britney Spears' butt juice? Because she came running out of the building, and there were at least 20 paparazzi that all were taking pictures, and they jumped in their cars and sped off. And it was so fucking dangerous to see. They were like peeling out, trying to keep up with her, leaving.
Yeah, but I'm stuck on the butt juice thing.
Yeah, me too. Everything just kind of blanked out after you said that. How much do you think people would pay to get that bucket thrown at them?
I don't know. You're a colonic place, and you throw a bucket of water over the fence. What are you doing?
Was she still inside? Or they like threw it fireman style?
Just threw water over the fence.
I don't know. Did they think that you guys were paparazzi?
We were shooting a movie, right?
Well, so did they know that?
Yeah, they must have. But it was weird because all the paparazzi were in the yard. I didn't hear anything you were saying. I was talking to you. What?
I said, was it steamy?
I wasn't close enough to experience the water, but paparazzi were in the yard, and they all look over because they see Forrest Whitaker, who was directing and starring in our movie. He's walking into the house, and they like all took their cameras, and they're like, we don't need a picture of this. It was so funny, dude. It was like a celebrity right there. Take a picture of him. That's not worth any money.
The bucket thing is super weird.
But so her mental breakdown that really forced her into a 5150 was she was attacking a paparazzi guy. And I'm like, dude, these paparazzis egg on celebrities trying to get them pissed off so that they get some juice. They say offensive things to them. They get in their way to try to make them upset.
Of course they do. But that's like, you gotta.
She took something and started attacking one of the guy's cars.
I didn't know about this. She attacked some car?
Yeah. With a tripod or something. And I'm sure that they were just like being assholes and in her way and stuff, you know?
Yeah, of course they were. But also she was dating Kevin Federline. So fuck that bitch. I mean, Kevin Federline, I would never call a woman that.
But she went into the conservatorship. Her dad took over all of her stuff. She couldn't even choose the type of shampoo that felt
Machiavellian, though. That because wasn't there shit with her family before that? Because what's the daughter, the younger sister's name? Jamie yeah. Lynn Spears. Yeah. Didn't they like hate their parents or something? Like, what isn't it this classic child star thing where the yeah. parents have all the money and they won't let the kids have it or something?
They all look shady.
And in her latest book that she wrote about all this stuff, she basically is like, fuck her sister because she turned on her and helped her parents out. So she felt betrayed by her.
Yeah. Well, this is the whole integrity thing we were talking about in the pre-show. If you just imagine that life is a game, you can fuck over your own sister or your own child.
So anyways, this conservatorship, these things are normally for old people and they normally last a year. This one lasted 14 years.
It's fucking unbelievable. Hey, you want to feel old? Britney Spears' conservatorship has lasted 14 years.
Longer than most fucking bands. It's great that she got her life back. But ever since then, she's only been in public a couple times. If a couple times. And she's been posting these TikTok videos, continuing to post them just from the same like three locations. Some of them have been like kind of like weirdly inappropriate or you know, just fucking weird.
How do you mean inappropriate, though? Like, how do you mean that? Because
one of them, she was dancing sexy with a knife.
That sounds awesome. How's that inappropriate? She's 40. Her fans are 40.
I mostly mean after getting out of a mental health conservatorship.
There's no 12-year-old listening to Britney Spears.
She basically posts a lot of videos where she's like basically naked, but like hiding her boobs and like sexually dancing. And, you know, that's fine. I get it. But
it would be one thing if she just like turned into a greedy loady or a drug addict and started her OnlyFans and was like June tits for money and making hella weird TikToks. But have you seen the glitches?
The crazy thing that has been going on with Britney Spears is there looks to be pretty concrete evidence that there is an AR filter being used and that the person dancing may not be Britney Spears. Her back tattoo disappears sometimes. And there's a bunch of videos where she doesn't have a bottom row of teeth. And it looks like the AR filter can't figure out how to put teeth in.
So there's a person out there, the person who's doing impressions of Britney Spears doesn't have a bottom row of teeth.
It's that it's trying to make her face and put it over.
Oh, so it just glitches out and then.
Yeah. So it glitches out and it's missing a whole row of teeth.
But yeah. wouldn't it just glitch out and then the real teeth would show?
Sometimes it does. And it shows the real eyes. The eyes change.
And yeah, sometimes her eyes are different. And then sometimes her teeth have got gaps in between her teeth.
Yeah, she gets a front tooth gap.
Like between like the top four, there's like space in between them.
Okay. So is this different than, this is different than like Illuminati, Beyonce killing her persona, becoming Sasha Gray, right? This is like, a completely different kind of thing.
I mean, I have a theory. I don't think I should reveal it yet, but.
Well, it's Sasha Fierce.
What did I say? Sasha Gray? Sasha Gray. shit.
But when she was in the middle of her conservatorship, she was still performing. She had a Vegas show and she was, she was like basically a slave to doing shows and not being able to do anything else. And like, she's like, I couldn't even smoke cigarettes.
Did she like the performing or did it feel like an indentured servant to her?
She did not like it during the conservatorship because she wasn't allowed to say no to anything. So she was performing more than she wanted to, and she couldn't argue with it. She was a slave, and she wasn't in charge of her money. At this point, she was a product, and her dad was the CEO. And
that's like an interesting thing, though. You're like, you're a slave, but then they put you in front of like thousands of people with a microphone, and you don't just say, "Hey, I'm not going to do this. Sorry."
Yeah.
You know?
So the security service that was with her, they mirrored her phone so they could see everything she was texting. I mean, every moment of her life was completely scrutinized by her security that was reporting to her dad.
Working for her dad, yeah.
Is this like Secret Service level security?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like those Blackwater guys.
The Free Britney movement really saved her because there's no way she was going to get out of this.
Well, how do you think she died, though? If we're working under the impression that she's dead, like, is there a theory on when or how she died?
Sort of.
No, there's not. Well, go on. What do you got? What did you find?
I got a car crash in 2010, but that was just a radio joke.
There was another time when it was presumed that Britney had died, like 2016 or something like that. And it was probably relating to the 2010 crash, maybe. I don't know.
I'm trying to just like think of the timeline. 2010, she was still a little relevant, right? I mean, like, I'm trying to, when was her last, like 2007 or something was probably her last.
That sounds about right, when she was probably with Federline still, had kids. Did they have a reality show, or were they just in TMZ so much that it felt like they had one?
Jessica Simpson did with Nick Lachey, but I don't think Britney ever did.
No, I don't think so.
She probably should have, I mean, like, and then the paparazzi would have. That's the whole lesson, is like, take control of your narrative, right?
When she, I don't know, man. Like,
they were saying you could get $2 million for a photo of her that was good. And this was, you know, at that time, yeah, she was on every single tabloid magazine. Do those things even exist anymore? I haven't seen one in a long time.
Was she just an online form, I think.
Was she a kid star, too?
Yeah, like she was in the Disney Club.
She's been a product her whole life.
Dude, her she was on the Mickey Mouse Club, and this was her class. It was her, Justin Timberlake, Christina Aguilera, Ryan Gosling.
Yeah.
I mean, what a Disney class, right? And I didn't realize this, but her first hit she released when she was 16. I didn't know that.
Maybe One More Time?
Yeah. Wait, how did you not know that? Because Howard Stern was constantly talking about how he wanted to fuck her in 2 years.
Did I?
I'm joking. I didn't listen to Howard Stern. But like, that was the thing, right? It was like waiting for Britney Spears to turn 18. Like, I definitely knew she was young when she was doing that stuff.
I probably did and probably forgot it.
I didn't even know that the Mickey Mouse Club existed past like 1954 or whenever.
I know, for real.
Funicello was on it. Like,
what a weird time to watch the Mickey Mouse Club when it was like, you know, trying to be Saved by the Bell. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like Saved by the Bell ruined everything because it took away cartoons and made all these shows about like teenage hotness. There was California Dreamin'.
I would blame 90210 more than.
Okay. Yeah.
I feel like Saved by the Bell was not sexual for any adult, just for kids. You know, like, we all just liked Kelly Kapowski, but like, I don't know a 40-year-old going like, I gotta watch Saved by the Bell. Fuck that.
Yeah, yeah. Ugh, she's wearing that jean jacket again, no skin.
Look at how high her pants are.
you want to drive it to the Peach Pit? Wait, no, that was bad. Wait, that was not okay.
Peach Pit's a good band, actually. I just discovered this band called Peach Pit, and they're pretty good. Anyway, I just didn't know there was a Mickey. But they brought back the Mickey Mouse Club, right? Because there was no Mickey Mouse Club for me.
I really,
there was like
don't
a 20-year thing where there was no Mickey Mouse.
We Club. Had. The only thing I could compare to at the time between Mickey Mouse Club and Mickey Mouse Club was You Can't Do That on Television. I don't know if you watched that, but like, it was a Canadian show on Nickelodeon. Yeah, it was fucking amazing. Yeah, it was like
with Barf and
Alanis Morris that was on.
Yeah, yeah.
And Alistair.
do you guys want to name some more characters?
Yeah.
Alistair's not a famous guy.
Jen?
I bet Brenda was one of them. They would pop out a log. But I Can't Do That on Television was just what's the farm one? Goldie Hawn was on it. They would pop out of
Great.
Oh, laughing.
Yes, laugh in, and then the agricultural one was like,
yeah, I know, dude. That's the one I watched more. The Hee Haw. It was called Hee Haw.
Oh yeah. I feel like I should have known that.
I didn't watch Laugh-In. I watched Hee Haw though. 1969 to 1997. Are you kidding me?
Well, really? That had to be like a bunch of different classes. Like, not. There's no way that was. What's the word? Syndicated, right? Yeah, that was just like, yeah, had to be like 97. That's crazy.
Poor 97, okay. Man. What the fuck were people watching?
Dude, for real. Outside of the video glitches and stuff like that, is there a motive? Or, I mean, I have a lot of questions. I don't really know where to start. I think who's behind it?
She regained her $60 million, right?
Oh, she's
worth at least that. Yeah.
But
immediately remarried. Because she wasn't allowed to marry or date during the conservatorship.
Do we know anything about this guy? He's got his own green screen room and shit.
She married him very fast. And, you know, maybe they, I don't know. I'm not judging that. I'm just saying, is he?
Is he in entertainment or is he just some guy?
I feel like he could be the one doing all this.
It sounds like it. If it's true.
It's got the vibes to me, like, you know, in the movies or like when like somebody kills somebody and they take their cell phone and they're like texting their family.
Yes.
You know, like pretending to be somebody else. These are the vibes I'm getting.
I just watched a bad movie where a girl does that. She takes the person's phone and she has all this software that's well beyond anything that she would have. She replaces her face or the dead person's face on her face.
I saw a video of the guy's audio video set up and it looked pretty high tech.
This guy's off the hook. Sam Ashgahari. They got married in 2022, right after the conservatorship, but they got divorced in 2023 in September.
Whoa, that's a very short wedding.
I didn't know they got divorced.
Why do you think that lets him off the hook?
If they got a prenup, he's off the hook.
I think if they got a prenup, he's not off the hook. Because if they didn't get a prenup, that means he made bank off of that short wedding, right?
Yeah, they had a prenup. He'll receive $1 million every 2 years of their marriage. He got married for a year. I don't know if he gets a million.
What a prenup, man. I think the math comes out to like 60, 65 to 70 grand, apparently, to how long they were married.
Oh, I'd take that.
Yeah.
Isn't it crazy that their prenup is like just public information?
It would have to be, wouldn't it? If you were on that level of shit, because that's gonna be the first question everybody's gonna ask. But like, they got married hella quick and then divorced hella quick. But like,
well, she's an American citizen. I mean, her information is no more public than yours.
Yeah, but nobody cares about mine.
Right, but just because people care doesn't mean it has to be public.
Yeah, that's true. I'm not defending anything. I'm just talking.
So I couldn't find anything beyond how crazy this AR filter was. Nope. When I look at the AR filter, I'm just like, oh, shit. I know that somebody tried to up-res a TikTok video and then they could see some of it. But I didn't know if it was because they were like then proving the AR filter or if it was some glitch of an up-res thing.
Okay, I'm going to be honest. Like, when we said that we were going to do this, I started looking at videos. I was on TikTok, and I was watching this one video about the teeth. And, like, the text-to-speech voice keeps changing throughout the video, and it keeps showing all these pictures of her teeth at more and more speeds. Like, some chick was getting really mad when she made it. And, like, you know, it keeps getting faster and faster. And then, like, my ADHD brain went, like, fuck, I got to make a song out of this. And then I just stopped researching and started making a drum and bass track from the person's TikTok.
This is how a real person looks when they open their mouth big and wide. You should always see their bottom row of teeth. Especially Britain and her bottom teeth have always been a part of her smile. Whether she is smiling big or talking or being goofy. We always need to see her top and bottom row of teeth quite frequent. She never has had missing teeth on her bottom row, and she has never had all them on the bottom row.
This person looks like a baby's mouth when they start to cut teeth. Half of them are missing, and half of them look like they just broke through the gun. And this person has no bottom teeth. No bottom teeth. Same here. And here looks like a row of gums with the teeth starting to grow in the front. No bottom teeth. Same here. And here. And here. And here. And here. And this one is quite alarming. But clearly no bottom teeth. And same here.
The point is, a majority of Britney's videos, she is usually hiding her bottom row of teeth, or she is missing her teeth. Ask yourself this. Why has her smile completely changed? Britney is known to have this big, beautiful smile. She used to show both her top and bottom row of teeth. I rarely see that smile anymore. A person can't change how they have smiled throughout their entire life. Most of her Instagram videos over the past year, it's very rare if you were old smile.
Don't believe me.
I encourage you to look through her Instagram and try to find her old smile. There are very few videos up that actually show it.
Side note, I am not talking about how her teeth have drastically changed. I am only talking about how she smiles.
It's a fact that I can't generate teeth properly, which is why you see her teeth glitching and disappearing all the time. This technology exists, and there are only so many excuses you can use before you start realizing that something is terribly wrong. Where is the real Britney?
And then I got back and was like, oh, this is a real thing with a person. I shouldn't be like making shit out of this. It's actually really sad. Like, I think
that, I don't know if it's a real thing. I don't think she's dead. What isn't there a possibility that she's the one doing it and she's not happy? Do you remember when she did like the VMAs or something and she was overweight and people made like Godzilla sounds when she was stomping around the stage?
Yeah.
And that was like once she had sort of like fallen from grace or whatever. I don't know what she looks like now. I mean, maybe she's self-conscious about her looks and she's using an AR filter.
I just feel like the chick that's on there, like the one doing that weird dance, and I don't think that's her.
I agree that I don't think that that's her doing most of those TikTok videos. And
that's why I think she's dead.
She put out these clues before she deactivated her TikTok account that like, if I shut this off, I'm not dead.
That's fucking weird.
If somebody was pretending to be her, whether she was dead or she was being hired for some reason, to say that like, well, if this gets deactivated and I'm not dead, is like to just turn everybody away from like thinking that that's, oh, well, she's not dead. She told us she's not dead. But it's like, then they have to stop doing the work because the AR filter isn't as good, or you know what I mean? Maybe they started to get caught.
You're doing like,
everything is weird. Everything's weird about it. There's nothing about it that's normal. Like if it is her, it's not normal. If it's not her, it's really not normal.
If I'm Britney Spears and I'm not dead, and this is an AR weird thing, I'm imagining it's a revenue stream regardless of who it is. And so like, I can't imagine just like turning my TikTok over and going, here, just like post shit.
Well, she's got a memoir coming out. She's got shit on the books. And if they can AI her dead ass, then that keeps going, right?
The book just came out.
Oh, okay.
It came out and she didn't do any press for it?
I don't think she has to. I think it's doing all right. This is where...
No, that's a weird point. That's a weird point for this theory.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Who puts a book out and then doesn't promote
instead of
it.
Being like, get my book. Yeah, she's just
or
dancing.
Going on fucking Fallon, you know?
Like, one of the things I always liked about Britney is, like, I remember being in San Francisco one day and getting a phone call from a booker at another, you know, venue that I used to play at. It was, like, a low-level place out off Divisadero. And he's like, dude, you're not going to believe this. Britney Spears shaved her head and is playing an acoustic guitar set here tonight. And I was like, this dude's high. I just didn't even really, like, pay attention to it. But she actually did this. She went around and just crashed bars, playing shows, doing acoustic guitar sets. For a person that does something like that, doesn't seem like a person that wouldn't do a reading for their book.
I mean, you work for, or you used to work for The Talk. It seems like she would be doing that. She'd be doing The View. Yeah. She'd be going around and going,
if
like,
you want your book to do good, all you have to do is one interview.
Yeah.
And she hasn't done any of that?
Everything she's done has been super fucking weird. I don't think it's fun.
And it might mean that the conservatorship was valid in a weird way. Like if she's so kind of out there that she doesn't even understand that like you do the talk show circuit to sell your book.
I know that there's deeper mental problems than just what we saw on the surface, but to me, attacking the paparazzi guy and shaving your head, those are not proof that you shouldn't have a kid. It's just like,
no, 100%. I agree.
like fucking leave me alone, like surrounded by hundreds of people constantly.
I mean, can you imagine like leaving your house and there being like 10 fucking douchebags with cameras that are going to drive around and follow you all night? Like that's why when you said like, oh, she's only been doing like 3 locations for all Instagram videos. Like, I get that. I've done TikToks. They're all in my apartment and I'm not.
I get that too. Like, I have not seen her out. And when she does go out, she looked like pretty normal.
But real quick, it's chicken or the egg. I mean, when did you see Michael Jackson out ever? Because like he would never be out because
he would do stuff though. He would go on TV.
Well, because he was still a relevant pop star.
Yeah, but she just put out a book. That's relevant.
Kevin Federline, he backed off from the spotlight for the mentality of his kids.
Probably because like, no one wanted him.
Is he an NSYNC guy?
No, he's just a nobody. He's a guy who married Britney Spears.
He was not even a backstreet man. He was a backup dancer for her. So he got to know her and I say backup dancer. He was a dancer for her.
He wasn't in Entourage?
That was Kevin O'Connell or something.
Know. Here we go. Options share sound. Okay, here we go.
You see her hands go up above her face, but watch when they come back down. I took screenshots of this just to show you how the AI filter comes down.
I don't buy that.
I mean, but
I don't buy it because the thing is, the only reason her eyes look different is because she's wearing makeup and her hands cover the lower portion of her eye makeup and it makes her eyes look different.
There's another one where like her whole outfit changes for a frame.
Well, you should have sent that one.
There's one where she spins around and her tattoo is gone and it comes in an AR filter wise.
Yeah.
That same way.
She's always covering her mouth. Like when she's in the candid shit, when she's in the car, she's always covering her mouth too. So maybe she just doesn't have her fucking, I don't even know what side I'm on anymore.
I don't think she could have been doing meth during the conservatorship. I don't think it's possible that she could have been doing any drugs because she couldn't drink, smoke. She couldn't do anything.
Okay.
Afterwards, if she started doing meth right after, I don't think that was enough time for her to lose teeth.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but what is a conservatorship? Is it like if I got hit 2-head in the car and then I couldn't legally consent to sex?
Why sex? Why would you think it has anything to do with sex?
I'm just saying, like, because some people get hit in the heads and then they can't consent to sex anymore. It's like
you're to sex. What are you talking? Why would it have to do with sex?
It's like you're too dumb. It's like if you fell 100 feet and hit your head on cement and you were still alive somehow, like it wouldn't be legal for you to like have a credit card or consent to sex or drive.
Sex was weird, but you're right on target.
Yeah, the bringing up like sex you, thing was super weird.
You legally aren't sane enough to make decisions for yourself. And since her estate is so big, it's normally used on old people that are senile and they have a lot of money.
So they're just saying like, you're just a fucking idiot. Basically, it's like a nice way. It's like a nice way of the bank saying that you're a fucking moron and you can't.
Well, it's not the bank. I think it's like you go to a court, I assume, and you're the dad did it and he was given like complete control over her life, like everything, like complete control. Like she can't do anything. She might as well be 16 again.
She really couldn't make any choices. She had to work out every day. Her diet was, she couldn't choose what she was eating.
But so Willie, you're about to get to something new. I feel like you're just about to.
So here she was not being able to do anything. And then her conservatorship is lifted and she's doing these sexy videos. And I'm just like, well, did she just, all the rails were gone and she just let loose? Could you lose your teeth that quickly and then create an AR filter because you didn't look the same?
I mean, no, but I don't think that AR glitches means she has no teeth or the person posing has no teeth. It probably just means it's like a fucked up thing where the frame changed just enough between one thing and the other, and it just makes it look like you have no teeth. That's assuming that any of this AR stuff is real.
But why is everything so weird? Why is everything so fucking weird about her? Like,
she's Britney Spears. She's weird. Like, even the stuff she was doing under her conservatorship was weird.
Would someone in her position want to make an AR filter just to not have to put on makeup every day? Maybe.
Don't you do that for Zoom? Don't you have the gussy up your appearance thing on Zoom? Like, yes.
I do the smooth skin because I had splotchy skin for a long time.
Yeah, and so does that mean you're dead? I know that's not what you're saying, but like, yes, yes. People do that. You do that. So I don't know. I don't know. I wish we had more time. Like, we have to wrap this up. I just wish we had a lot more time because I really want to know what the motivation is, who would be doing it. Like,
her parents are cut off. She's divorced from her husband. She's not living with anyone currently. Her kids are, there's Kevin, you know, I assume that because she's okay now that they're like communicating again, but that's not public.
Well, let's just say this. Yes, all of that. But let's say she is dead. To cover that up, you would have to have murdered her, because if you have any sort of financial stake in her and she died, cha-ching, you know, now people are going back listening to Spotify. The streams are going up. Like, people are buying the album again.
What if you're just like a paranoid drug addict and you have access to all this shit? And like, maybe she ran away. Maybe it's not necessarily dead. Maybe missing. I don't fucking know. But like,
well, but at the end of the day, there are these videos that are being put out, and they're either by her or by someone else. And yeah. What would be the point of hiding a death unless you killed her? Because
yeah.
If you had any financial stake, you would want her to be dead, right?
If she was dead and somebody replaced her, then that person who replaced her, like, isn't the one that did it. So there's a bigger picture.
The model, you mean? The model for dancing?
Some people say it's Jamie Lynn. I saw a couple of videos where they think it's Jamie Lynn doing the AI, getting her sister's face AR'd on her.
But her parents are out of the picture. So, I mean, I'm just saying, I only say that because it's like, well, they gain from it.
But a person, like a young girl, would find... A million likes on Instagram is like $1 million to some people.
Well, it's not that, but like, it's not that much. I mean, it is money, but it's not that much.
I mean, you see what I mean, though. Like,
I do see what you mean, but
I'm an old man. I don't know the numbers.
No, but like that... Here's what I'm saying. Yes, her parents are out of the picture when she's alive, but she must have a will. Probably she didn't send it to her parents. I mean, who else would she send it to? I guess her
Miami
Vice
baby? Bad guy.
Huh?
Her dad looks like a low-level Miami Vice bad guy.
Who? Okay, so hold on. Let's say, think of what the best version of if she did die. Who's pulling the strings to keep her accounts alive, right?
Here's what I would say. If I'm Matlocking it, the only thing that I can think of is there's some sort of, and this is a super, super stretch, but there's some sort of thing in her will where her kid doesn't get the money. No, that doesn't even make sense. I don't know. I was just thinking of some kind of time frame where her parents get the money if it's a certain year or something, but you wouldn't put that in your will if like you hate your parents. You would just never do that.
I can piggyback this. I think,
go ahead.
Okay. So I think the divorce is part of it. The divorce is part of the sham. And I think that the husband and the sister are in cahoots, possibly porking. And maybe they've got her fucking vegged out on drugs. Maybe she's dead. Maybe they don't know where the fuck she is. But I think that with a combination of homeboys like home video, green screen room, the sister is the one that does all the videos and they AR the shit face onto her. And it's probably out of like some drug fueled like greed for social media bullshit. And maybe they had an AI write her book and they're trying to cash in on that too.
see, okay. I'm with you in that, like, if there's any version where this is true, it's the husband. He got divorced to clear himself. It doesn't have to be the sister. It could be a lookalike. Here's the thing.
I don't know anything about the sister.
I'm sure that Britney Spears over the years, a lot of big famous music acts will hire lookalikes to leave places so that they could leave out the back door, right?
Maybe in a movie. I don't know if that, yes, I'm with you, but I don't know if that happens in real life. But yes, go on.
I believe that that happens, and you find someone who has been hired to be the lookalike, and maybe they got together and it's like, hey, we can keep her income stream moving, whether she's there or not, as long as someone's putting out videos proving that she's alive, just long enough for us to deactivate her account.
Yeah, but the other thing we're not taking into consideration, or maybe we are, and I spaced on it, but how insane her fucking fan base is. If she does anything, it's scrutinized to all hell. So the person that's behind it, like you're saying, has to also know how to keep the fans in check.
But what has she done for the fans?
Well, hang on.
She has a book that she didn't publicize, and she had videos, but now she's canceled her TikTok and Instagram accounts.
The thing about all of this is, for you to capitalize on Britney Spears and her TikTok or Instagram or whatever you want to do, you need to get the money. And that money doesn't just go to, it goes to her bank account. So, like, how are you going to get that bank account?
During the conservatorship, all that information was, I don't want to say it was public, but it was public to the people that were running stuff.
If she's dumb enough to end a conservatorship and not open a new bank account, then
the money is not what this person wants. Whoever is doing this is a drug fueled idiot.
What are you talking about? Why is it drug fueled?
Yeah,
because the person is so far, the way they move, they're moving like a drug addict in the fucking videos. Like,
all they care about is
the fucking points, the social media points.
I will say that when I watch her videos, she's definitely on something. It's like when you see Paula Abdul, she's definitely on something.
That's why
I keep saying
drug fueled. Like, this whole thing is drug fueled.
But that's not a motive.
No, I'm saying the motive.
What you're trying to say is whether it's her or someone else, that person is on drugs.
Yes. And it might not be about money because they're on drugs. They might just be crazy.
I agree with that statement. Because yeah. I've watched so many videos.
It doesn't make sense for it to be about
money. What makes less sense, that it's some weirdo who just wants hits, or it's Britney Spears?
But it's got to be somebody with access to the accounts.
Or it's Britney Spears.
Just on drugs?
Yeah.
But making AIR shit of herself. The glitches are weird. There's a lot of
According to you, I don't know that that's true.
Ever since she was 16, she has been hypersexualized in a way that, like, getting older, having kids and all these things, it's like maybe this is still just the trying to be relevant. And the only way she thinks she can be relevant is to be sexual. So maybe her teeth are fucked up and she got an AR filter to, like, hide so she could do videos without, like, having to put her fake all the stuff in. I know that she doesn't have to necessarily be missing her bottom teeth, but to see the spaces in the top teeth makes me go like, fuck, this is someone else.
It's weird.
Maybe it's her and she has an AR filter for herself.
Every time I think about it, it hurts my head. And then I find myself on different sides of the whole thing. It's like, my brain doesn't know where to, I think one thing, and then I think a conflicting thing, like the whole thing. That's why I started, like, just making drum and bass, because it was confusing. I wanted to feel like I was doing something. The whole thing is definitely drug fueled. I don't know what they want, and something very weird is going on. I feel like those are my constants in this.
I understand that someone in her situation, after the conservatorship, after everything, you don't want to be in the public. But she's only been out like a couple times in the last year.
But why Weekend at Bernie's yourself? Why go the extra road of, like, making an AR filter of your own face and, like, doing this weird glitch shit if it's you? That's what makes me think she's gone, like, missing, or somebody else.
Imagine living your life constantly scrutinized by your looks.
Yeah, but then why not just bail and then like do your own shit?
Where's your money now? How are you paying rent?
I don't think you think they think about rent when you're that level. Like, I think you just...
I think a lot of people think celebrities have a lot more money than they do. And I'm not sure that $60 million is left after her conservatorship, because I heard that her parents were big spenders.
Is $60 million a lot for somebody like Britney?
I will say, in defense of what Wade's saying, yes, if you try to look up the net value of anybody that we know... Yeah, dude. I think I looked myself up once, and I think it said that they thought that I was a millionaire.
Dude, it thinks I'm a millionaire. It's nonsense. It's just clicks. None of that net worth shit is real. Low level in the entertainment industry, I know that you do not make as much money as people outside of the industry think that you do. Britney Spears is a giant, giant star. But she didn't have control of her own money for 16 years.
Yeah. And then before that, music industry like took advantage of her huge. She I feel contract like was not good.
She should be worth way more than 16 mil. It should be like hundreds of millions, right? For yeah. Oops, I Did It Again.
But that's what we're saying. Yeah, you think that. But you have no concept.
I don't.
Neither do we. And I just don't know if she has any money right now, because why would she?
And it's like, why now? You know, like, why? I mean, I don't.
Well, because she got out of a conservatorship 4 years ago, got married, had to give him 60 grand or whatever for getting divorced. Like,
does getting out of a conservatorship mean that you can drive a car now? Like, are you smart
now? No, but
it
means your parents spent all of your money.
Yeah, yeah. During that time, there's no way that he was trying to save money for her 100%. You know what I mean? Like, but it makes me say, wouldn't you just keep the videos going? Why would you stop making videos?
But that's what I'm saying. She's doing it because she doesn't look like what she used to. I don't even believe what I'm saying, but like, if any of this is true and she is using if someone is using an AR thing, she's been scrutinized for her looks her entire life, since before she was prepubescent when she was on the Disney fucking Mickey thing, whatever. There's not been a moment in her adult life where she hasn't been scrutinized for her looks and actions. You know, she loses her mind. She cuts her hair off. She fucking gets under this conservatorship, probably gained a shitload of weight, even if she was like having to work out. I mean, like, who knows if there's proof that she actually did that. Now her only revenue stream could be these social media things, but she hates the way that she looks, and so she's doing an AR thing because she doesn't know what else to do. Because if she didn't, the only comments would be, look at this fat bitch.
Yeah, those accounts shouldn't have ended, and they did.
What are the accounts?
The Instagram and the TikTok, they're done.
That's what I'm saying.
Is that like if that's the case, why would she end this?
So what is there now? What are these AR things on?
They're old. I mean, within the last year.
Before the accounts closed.
There's an Insta still.
I'm looking at the Insta. I still am. No, I'm not. But she doesn't seem to post that much.
When I first moved out here with Wade, I put up a bunch of Star Wars stuff all over our walls, and I did have a Britney Spears Pepsi poster that I cut the Pepsi out and then also designed it with some like trading cards of Britney Spears in some of her famous outfits. Do you remember that? It was on the wall next to the couch.
I don't.
you're a fan. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I can't stop dancing to a lot of her music.
Listen, in hindsight, if I wasn't an angsty teen when she came out, I probably would have been a fan. And same with Madonna. I listen to Madonna now. When I was a kid, I was like, man, fuck this. It's a girl. You know what I mean? This shit is catchy. It's good music. Yeah, Not because it was written by like Rick Rubin or something.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a possibility.
And I for me as a fan who also like stopped paying attention when TMZ came out, because I'm like, I don't want to be a part of this. And to come back, and I have a free Britney. I should have worn my free Britney shirt. Well, I'll put it on for the picture. No matter what, like, what a shame, man. She has one of the best stories out there where, like when she first got famous, she went back to her small town and was like, it was like Christmas time, and she was given tons of strangers, like $100 bills. Like, she's like the small town hero that was very nice, that just got fucking corrupted by all of this shit. And yeah, I could believe that she is making her own AR filter. I don't think that I believe that she's dead. It's just so fucking weird, these fucking weird teeth.
Yeah, the whole thing is like, weird. I don't get it.
Like, she has enough money to not ever have weird teeth for the rest of her life. So, like,
the teeth, that's why I keep thinking the teeth could just be a digital artifact. It doesn't mean that whoever that person is doesn't have teeth. How many people do you know that don't have teeth?
To me, it's I understand the bottom teeth could be the AR filter glitch trying to make a face, but the spaces in the top teeth, it wouldn't add that. Like, no matter what AR filter you had, it wouldn't add spaces in the
But you
gaps.
Don't just get spaces in your teeth. Oh, I guess that proves your point that it's not her. Let's just continue this conversation, and we'll sort of go off the rails a little bit more, but we're going to continue. Tim, you're going to stick around for the bonus?
Yeah, I'd love to, actually. Can I say a final theory on the
bonus? Please do, please do.
I think that, like, I don't think this is what happened, but, like, let's compare it. Let's say Wade, let's pretend, like, Wade is, like, a Michael Jackson, like, style, like star, right? Like, you're that big, and you come over to my house one day and you go, hey, pizza, I really need to make a post on Instagram. Let me log into Instagram. And then you log into Instagram on my laptop, right?
Uh-huh.
And then for some reason, you just die. you're gone. No more Wade. And then
it's probably suicide. It could be a heart attack.
Yeah. But anyways, you leave your social open and it's on my thing and you're gone. Right. I'm sitting there and I'm a drug crazed weirdo. So I put you in a garbage bag and drop you off at the landfill, and then I pretend to ride out your, and I'd be obsessed with, like, Instagram or whatever too. I don't think this person cares about money.
Right. I'm following. Yeah. It has nothing to do with monetary. It's just, look what I can do, and look at all these people that I'm attracting.
I think when we try to look for things like motive or like, I don't think any of that makes sense. I think we're dealing with some weird shit.
Sure.
There's nothing about it that's normal.
But just quick counterpoint, she would be missing. There would be other people that would be like, hey, where the fuck is Britney? You know?
Yeah, I know. None of it makes sense.
But it's fun to talk about. And we're going to continue the conversation on our more episode. Go to patreon.com/reallifesci-fi to get access to that. Timothy, thank you for being here. The band is called Sound Became Cold. You can find it, what? You Google it, or how do
I? Any streaming service.
All right, great. Thanks again. Remember, just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you. Free Britney.
Bye.